Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hi, welcome to episode 41. Today we will discuss letting go. I've discussed this time and time again, but I think it's something that takes a lot of practice for a lot of us. It takes practice to let go of things, letting go of the things that hurt our heart and our soul. You know, this morning I made a poster for Love Wide Open Facebook page, and it's a quote from Bridget Nicole that says, "One of the most courageous decisions you'll ever make is to finally let go of what is hurting your heart and soul." Gosh, how true is that? You know, I can speak from personal experience and experiences of people I know and clients where they've held on. They've held on to things that hurt them. And it just continues to hurt them. Like I said, it takes practice to let go of the things that hurt us. So are there signs that come to us when it's time to walk away from something, whether it be something small or something big? It could be time to walk away from a job that is no longer fulfilling you, that is just literally sucking the life out of you. Is it time to walk away from a romantic relationship because perhaps in that relationship, there's no longer a sense of trust or safety and your self-worth is in doubt? You know, is it time to walk away from friends or acquaintances that are just much more one-sided than an equal friendship or partnership? So there are all kinds of signs, I find, that, you know, can come into our lives when it's time to move on and time to let go. You know, and we don't have the ability to attract something better in our lives until we let go of what's not working for us. So why sometimes do we stay? Why do we stay in something that's making us absolutely miserable, that might be disempowering us, or literally just hurting our hearts? Why do we stay? And now in life, I say don't. Don't stay with anything that's making you miserable, disempowering you, or hurting your heart. So what are some of those signs that it's time to let go? This is when I can speak from personal experience, is that our body tells us. Our body starts to shut down in ways when we can't emotionally digest something, or there's emotions, or something's just really hurting us, our body starts to tell us with symptoms of chronic fatigue. It could be just low energy. It could be panic attacks coming on. And that is something that happened for me in life several years ago when I was miserable at a job. It was just literally sucking the life force out of me. And I started to be exhausted all the time, and I started to have panic attacks. And it was a huge sign for me that something needed to shift. Another sign that comes to us is, maybe we start to have kind of some crazy mood swings we've never really dealt with. You know, we start to feel angry or bitter or pessimistic, you know, and these mood swings start to come across when we're letting someone cross our boundaries too many times. Again, from personal experience, I can say this in a past relationship. I got pushed too far. Too far. Like the boundaries have been crossed so many times and pushed so far that I return lashed out in anger and felt bitter, and I didn't see the positivity in things. Yeah, it was a real eye-opener for me because I tend to 95% of the time be a very happy, positive, and loving human being. And when your mood is very different from what you normally are, it's something to very much pay attention to.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another sign that we should let something go is in any situation where we are not appreciated or disrespected. In any situation where you are not appreciated or you are disrespected. Another sign that it's time to let go is that the universe starts to give you signs, right? The universe starts to give you signs. And it starts to give you signs in really interesting ways that if you're paying attention, you can't help but see or feel. Have you? And this is just being really honest, and I think a lot of you can shake your head yes to this. Have you ever been in a relationship where you know it's coming to an end and you're feeling all of these things we've already talked about, and all of a sudden you start to notice that other people are taking an interest in you? All of a sudden, there are signs that there are other people out here. The universe is just telling you there are better things for you now. It's very fascinating. Or I had this happen too in that job that was soul sucking me. The universe, all of a sudden, I had contacts starting to contact me and were interested in perhaps hiring me. So there are signs that show up from the universe quite a bit. And another sign that comes is that just opportunities start to show up. Opportunities start to show up where we feel safe and supported. We no longer feel unsafe. Opportunities just start to show up for us where we just say, okay, the universe has my back if I take this leap. It's time to go. It's time to move on. Right? And a lot of times I think we get caught in our fear of leaving and thinking, well, what if it wasn't the right thing to do? And I honestly say that if it's something that's meant to come back, it will. And you just have to trust it. So don't ignore what your body is trying to tell you. Don't listen to your body. Listen to your heart and every other sign and synchronicity that is starting to show up for you. Listen to them, see them, and pay attention. And learn to trust that everything is going to be okay if you let go. There's this, I have a client who's got this amazing tattoo on one forearm. It says, inhale, trust. And on the other forearm, it says, exhale, surrender. And I just absolutely love it because it's true. In times where it's absolutely time to let go, to either let go of something we are holding on to that we want so dearly, or it's time to just let go of something that is no longer good for us and is hurting our hearts, that we inhale trust and then just exhale surrender. Give it back to the universe that is giving you all of these signs. Jump off the rock and everything will be okay. So thanks again for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. I would love to hear comments or anything you might have to say or feedback. Feel free to reach out to me at heidi@lovewideopen.com. And you can also sign up for the newsletter at lovewideopen.com and get other mailings from me and the Love Wide Open team. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.